What makes Rise different from the other albums you guys have put out?
Oh, so many things. Anybody that's sort of followed us can tell that there's been a pretty marked evolution this time around. Most notable would be in the vocal department. We have a new lead singer on this album, and in addition to a new drummer and a second guitar player. So the musicianship of the band has changed quite drastically. And with that, with such changes in the lineup, come a whole new pool of influences. So you've got three new guys that are coming in, bringing their ideas, which we encourage. And, so it's just you're dealing with a completely separate set of ingredients in this time around. So I think just because of that, the sound, the direction, everything has just kind of changed. It's more of that's a better energy. A lot of times in the past, we struggle to sort of find our own voice and what it was that defined us as a band, right? This time around, we just sort of removed all the restrictions of what we are or should be and just let everybody sort of play to their strengths. And I think it came out in a much more varied and energetic sounding rock album.
Okay, you guys have gone through about, three guitarists, four drummers. How confident are you that this lineup is the best?
Well, I would say the proof is in the pudding, and that the album itself, the end product, the music that we created, to me is the strongest. So I think that is probably the proof that we found the right formula of players. We've been doing this long enough that I've sort of learned to never to say never. I mean, we actually have a song on this album called Nothing is Forever, because whenever you start out as a band, everybody has this vision of being the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or some band that, is going to be the same four buddies from the hood that are going to go through thick and thin. But the reality of it in today's music business is quite different than it was in the 60s or 70s. So a lot more challenges and pitfalls along the way, and it's really hard to keep a group of musicians who are creative and diverse by their very nature on the same mission, on the same path. So I'm always hopeful every time we go into it. Obviously, I wouldn't really invite anybody into the fold if I didn't think that they were going to be there for the long haul. But at the same time, it's never been a situation where I wanted anybody to stay if they were unhappy. So, hence the revolving door policy. But all you can do is keep trying and hope that eventually you'll find that magical formula.
So, what was the creative process for Rise? I mean, that's the first single off the album. It's got this crazy sound. The guitar work is great. The bass, the drums. I mean, the vocals. Everything seems like it has its little place to shine on that track. How did you guys create it?
A few of the songs had been kicking around for, probably over a year or two, and they were sort of remnants from the last lineup. And when we started to, when the last album came out in 2010, we had a lot of commitments for shows and tours. And as we went through all of these tours, that's when some people started to, it's when the makeup of the band began to change. So what we ended up with, the group of musicians being so different, everybody came in with a completely new set of inspirations and writing styles from where we started. So we were a little worried that maybe, there might be some issues with cohesion or keeping it together, but what we found was that when the five of us that are the Icarus Witch now got together in a room and played these songs, just by the nature of being a band that had played so many shows together, that they all, as varied as they all sort of took on their own cohesiveness. And generally the process has been that one person or two people will sort of hive off and collaborate and come in with a germ of an idea, and then before they present it to the band, and everybody else will sort of add their parts to it. So most of the songs kind of tend to evolve in that way. However, there were a couple songs that were just completely organic, where we said, well, let's just see what we can do in a room. And that was something that we'd never done in the history of the band. So I think that also leads to a more, you know, rejuvenized and energetic feel on the album. Yeah, the song Rise itself is actually the textbook case of that. That song was the first song in the history of this band that we had ever just written on the spot spontaneously. Actually, to show you how far back it goes, it was shortly after Bunny James Dio passed away. Quinn, the guitar player, and I were at the warehouse, and we were just like, you know, kind of hanging our heads and remembering some of the stuff about one of our biggest influences. And we said, well, you know, screw it. Let's just jam, you know. Let's not sit around and be bummed out. And we just started playing, and we just hit upon this riff, and it was just so easy. There was no thinking to it. It was like, you know, wow, can writing really be this simple? It doesn't have to be such, you know, a math book situation. And then Ed, our other guitar player at the time, walked into the room and just plugged his guitar in, and he came up with some stuff, and it was just like a completely, you know, organic experience. And I think that really sort of set the foundation for the album being different than the past, whereas in the past we would maybe micromanage every piece of every song. This time around we were like, well, let's go for a vibe here. We have enough experience to now know that just because something works in a studio doesn't mean it's going to translate to an audience live. So now that we have all the shows under our belt, let's write with that in mind. We want to go out and play these a couple hundred times a year. So I think, yeah, the result is you have a lot more of a live sounding album with some more jam parts and things like that.
Okay, speaking of playing live in August, you guys are going to tour with White Wizard. I mean, they're pretty awesome. They're an up-and-coming band from Earache. You know, and you got Widow. What's that going to be like for you guys?
I've known those guys for a while. John, the bass player, has been a friend of mine for a while since they started out. We were kind of coming up in the same, you know, scene, just different parts of the country. And it just seemed like one of those things like, well, you know, witches and wizards, come on, we got to get to some point, right? And, you know, they were always really busy with their tours, and we were always really busy doing our thing. And then finally we got to a point where we had this booking agent and who was representing Widow, who came up with the idea and said, you know, so would you guys be interested? And we're like, yeah, of course. And, he being Milton of Intromental Entertainment was the one who sort of put it together finally for us. And, we played with Widow many times over the years. Those guys, you know, they stay at our place when they play in this area, part of the country, and when we go down south, we stay with them. So it's pretty friendly, you know, friendship that goes back a while. And so we're all really looking forward to it, you know, and the timing couldn't be better now as well with the new album coming out.
How do you think you'd best describe this album to someone who's never listened to the band before? Like someone like a fresh, you know, listener, someone that's just starting to get into metal, and you're like, yeah, this is my band, this is what we're all about. How do you think you, you know, do that?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that musicians always sort of struggle with. How do you, you know, what's the elevator pitch? How do you describe this thing that you live with every day to somebody who's coming in from the first time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've tended to, it's hard to put it into words. With the new stuff, I tend to keep coming back to the phrase melodic metal, you know, whereas in the past it was always like traditional metal. And these are more like phrases that the press would put upon us. But with the new stuff, I think of it as just melodic metal, modern even, whereas in the past that was not an adjective that was often used to describe us. We were always looked at as more of like a throwback or, you know, revivalist, traditionalist type band. This time around, I think it's a lot more modern vibe, but still firmly rooted in the classic, you know, traditional hard rock and heavy metal. So, if that answers your question,
yeah, it does.
There was a big focus on hooks this time around, big choruses, more anthemic things that we can kind of, you know, when you're up there, especially if you're the opening band on a tour, you don't have a lot of time to win over an audience, so. You got to sort of get in there and go for the jugular right away. So we just quit screwing around this time. We get into the chorus right away, and you know, it's just saying "Don't bore us, get to the chorus." You know, we tried to like really sort of just cut through the BS and just come up with some really catchy songs that people that are seeing us for the first time, if we were only up on stage for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, they're gonna want more. You know, so. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, Rise feels like one of those songs. I mean, the first time I listened to it, I just imagined a, you know, hockey team, you know, during the playoffs, skating onto the ice, just like full beard, just pissed off, ready to hit somebody kind of thing, you know?
Well, there you go. You're preaching to the choir there, because, you know, being from Pittsburgh, we're pretty entrenched in the hockey scene, too. So, I would take that as a compliment, you know? But I think what you're getting at is that it's, you know, there's sort of like a sense of, it's that energetic feel that I was talking about, you know.
Absolutely.
A sense of, you know, I hesitate to say positivity because it's always so like, you know, doom and gloom, and we've been guilty of that in the past too, being, you know, our last album is very dark. Whereas this one I think maybe has a more underlying current of just like, of just power and energy and, you know. I don't want to say uplifting because that makes it sound like really cheesy. But for us, it's more fun. You know, I think it's more it's less oppressive and just more high energy and just more intense.
What was post production like? You guys work with Dave Watson and Mark Richardson. They've got a really nice resume. How'd they help you guys? You know, find the sound.
Well, with Dave. We were very fortunate in that we worked with a guy named Eric Klinger for everything we've done up until now, and Eric was well known for his work with Propane and some other bands, and we had a great relationship with him. However, he moved out of the country, and we're like, oh, well, what are we going to do now? We're out of our comfort zone. Who's going to be our, you know, who are we going to get to do this? And Dave has a real good reputation in the region, and we did one song with him in the studio, and it instantly clicked. And beyond that, it got to a point where our last guitar player decided he wanted to leave after our tour, so we had a void for guitar. Well, it just so happens that Dave is an amazing guitar player as well, so we couldn't have asked for a better situation. He ended up joining the band as guitarist, and we had already decided that we were going to use him as a producer. So now we've got this guy who's invested in the songwriting and the future of the band also behind the board. So it was a win-win for everybody on that. And as far as Mark Richardson goes, he was the guy that Dave had used a lot with the studio he was working at, and we had used him before for mastering. And he was just really easy to work with. We got real good results quickly, and you know, he just sort of got what we were going for. So you know, a lot of that goes back to Dave's experience as well.
Okay, how do you want this album to be remembered a year from now?
I want it to be remembered as the album that broke Icarus Witch through to a new and higher level.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about the upcoming tour or anything else that you guys are working on?
I would just say, you know, if you are not familiar with the band, stop on over to any one of our 10 or 20 social networks that we're active on and give it a listen. And, if you like what you hear, you know, feel free to reach out to us and pick it up, you know. I mean, we always encourage people to actually buy music instead of steal it, but there's only so much you can do about that. So hopefully we'll be seeing some of these people that are just coming into the fold for the first time when we go out on the road. And I think we've always prided ourselves on being a very, you know, interactive band with the fans, and real, you know, just encourage people to come up and talk to us, hang out with us, and, you know, just support the metal. Let's keep it going, and you know, this is what we want to do with the rest of our lives, so hopefully other people will feel as strongly about it as we do.